Chapter 4, Shopping. Dialogue 1. Buying a set of china. Professional terms. China. Attractive. Cosmetics. Counter.
What can I do for you?
May I have a look at that set of china?
Yes, of course. The what one?
Yes, it's really attractive. Where is it made?
It is made in Jingdezhen, the capital of China ware.
It's very nice. I'll take it. Put it in the gift box, please.
Fine.
How much does it cost?
80 yuan. Will there be anything else?
No, thank you. That's all. Here is 100 yuan.
And here is the change, 20 yuan.
Thanks. Could you tell me where the cosmetics counter is?
Yes, it is on next floor up. Take the elevator over there and you'll see on your right. You can't miss it.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. I want to buy some Chinese arts and crafts. Professional terms. Souvenir. Relative. Cloison. Painting. Bracelet. Creamy. Cashier.
Can I help you?
I'm going back to Britain. And I'd like to buy some real Chinese souvenirs for my friends and relatives. I was told that I should buy some Chinese arts and crafts.
Here we've got different kinds of typical Chinese arts and crafts, such as cloison, porcelains, lacquerware, jadeware, stone carvings, wood carvings, bamboo works, Chinese paintings, etc. You can look around and see if there's anything you like.
How much does this jade bracelet cost? It looks nice.
150 yuan.
I think that is too dear. Can you come down a bit?
That's our rock bottom price. It cannot be further lowered. 150 yuan. You can't be wrong on that.
Okay, I'll take it.
Anything else?
Yes, I'd like a china vase and preferably something with a creamy white background.
How about this one?
It looks beautiful. How much is it then?
500 yuan.
That's rather more than I was thinking of giving. Can you sell it for 400 yuan?
Okay, let's call it deal.
How much do they come to?
550 yuan.
Now, where should I pay?
At the cashier's desk over there.
Thanks. Notes. Chinese souvenirs. Cloison. Porcelain. Can you come down a bit? That's our rock bottom price. It cannot be further lowered. You can't be wrong on that. And preferably something with a creamy white background. That's rather more than I was thinking of giving. Call it a deal. The cashier's desk. Tips on reception of foreigners. Bargaining. Usually, when a customer buys something, he wants to pay at a low price. But the seller prefers a high price. So, the commercial strategy for a seller is to ask for a high price and give in slowly. Whereas a buyer should try his best to bargain with the seller. He can find faults with the goods even if he is quite satisfied with them. He must still pretend to be unsatisfied with them so that he can successfully make the price decline to its minimum. In the course of bargaining, the seller usually makes the starting offer and tries to convince the buyer that his price is reasonable for a variety of reasons, such as because the quality is super or because the material cost has increased, etc. The buyer would then make a counteroffer by pointing out that the starting offer is not reasonable because it is too expensive or because the quality is not up to standard. He can even threaten to call the deal off. Both sides can continue to haggle and suggest some other prices until they agree on the price. Here's another piece of advice for the buyer. Usually, the department stores are full of different kinds of goods. How are you going to know how to get your money's worth when you shop? Perhaps the best advice for you is, don't worry. You can visit various stores and determine the quality of the merchandise and try to compare the prices. In short, you have to explore and examine the goods carefully before you buy. In this way, I'm sure you can get a good buy.